Issa Ruger was in third grade at the Indianapolis Project School 2 years ago when her mother, Marianne, started noticing changes in her behavior.
Difficulty sleeping, being very tired, a lot more acting out, a lot more crying. You name the stress behavior that you can think of, and I was seeing it.
Issa's class had just begun preparing for the spring I-STEP test, and Marianne was sure it was contributing to her daughter's stress. So she took action.
Our family's a rule-following family. So for our family to do something that, if not against the law, is close to that stage, or at least not encouraged by people in positions of authority, is very against what she would typically find in our family. So we did.
Marianne decided to opt her daughter out of the test. It was simple. She wrote a letter to the school principal explaining her decision and asking that her daughter be given alternate activities during the testing period. Issa was one of about 5 kids in her class, and maybe 25 in the whole school, who didn't sit for the I-STEP that year.
When we did it in 2012, it wasn't a typical thing to do. I'm hearing the same kind of concerns that I had that year now coming to me from parents that I know in Carmel and in Fishers and in Zionsville and in my rural hometown.
And in Tracy Cadell's district, 10 miles east of Kokomo. Cadell is superintendent for the Eastern Howard School Corporation, and he says until this year, his schools have always had full participation on I-STEP.
A few kids opting out can really impact your achievement. If this is happening statewide, what are we expected to do?
There's no doubt support for opting out is growing in Indiana. A Facebook group dedicated to the cause tripled in followers this month. Likes increased by 20% in the last week alone. And with recent technology failures and legislative action to fix the length of the new test, it's easy to understand why. There's no law on the books in Indiana about opting out. The Department of Education says it's up to local districts how they handle it. But DOE spokesman Daniel Altman warns there are consequences if enough students don't participate.
It can have a very big impact on state accountability, which means the school's A through F grade. So if schools don't have 95% of their students taking the assessment, that can knock their letter grade down an entire letter.
And Altman explains, 95% is the magic number for federal requirements, too. No Child Left Behind requires 95% participation, or Indiana could see a serious reduction in federal funding. Issa Ruger no longer attends the school where she opted out. It shut down in 2013. The public reason? Poor test scores. Marianne says the scores for every kid who opted out, including her daughter, were reported as failing.
Anything that affects the test scores or the test participation affects the schools, affects the teachers, affects the communities that the schools are in, and it affects the children. I think it's a never-ending spiral, to tell the truth. And I think we've set up a system that's not sustainable.
Tracy Cadell is worried, but he doesn't feel like he has much choice. He instructed his local principals to allow students to opt out, despite the seemingly inevitable impact.
And I do understand why parents are frustrated. I can really sympathize with them. It's just, I don't know how to fix the problem. What I imagine is going to happen is this is going to grow as we do more and more I-STEP testing, you know, throughout the week, because this parent's obviously going to share with other parents that they're opting out, and I can see this really growing.
Most Hoosiers took a collective sigh of relief last week when the state's top lawmakers finally came to an agreement on how to trim the length of the spring I-STEP. But for teachers and administrators, opt-out may mean test stress is just beginning to build. Schools across Indiana will start administering the I-STEP this week. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.